I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs, duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ah! Niskin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thank you very much, Steve. Really appreciate it. Big story here. There's a company called Rover. Basically, they are they have a large network of pet sitters and dog walkers. We've talked about that, like an app where you can have someone come walk your dog or take care of your pet. So they've got a huge database of dog names. So they've analyzed their list, and they found out the top 10 dog names for males and female dogs.
I like this.
Now, before we get to the list, I quickly want to give you a couple fun facts that I thought was good. She says, and she is one of the ladies that works at Rover. She says that they saw a rise in sci-fi characters and superheroes because there were movies like Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, Wonder Woman, things like that. Saw a rise in superhero dog names. They also saw villainous dog names go up 18% this year.
You're villainous.
Like maybe a Bane or a Thanos.
Okay. Mm.
Or a D-Wade.
Was there a reason for that?
Mm.
Or did she just notice that?
Superhero movies would also play into that, right?
There's always
a bad guy.
That made me think of, you know, Ben had a dog named Yoda when he was a kid.
Yep.
And obviously Star Wars was big at that time.
She says the name, and again, it couldn't have been too high, but she says the name Pennywise went up 500%.
That sucks.
Because the movie It came out.
That movie sucks. By the way, Yoda was unrelated to Star Wars.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
It was the based on the.
I was sort of going, oh my God, I need to hear this story. This is amazing.
It was based on the Weird Al song.
Have you ever bumped into anyone named Yoda?
God, that'd be great.
Yeah, go ahead and pull that for a drop interview.
Right? Have you ever bumped into anyone named Yoda? She said part of the analysis, though, they look at trends across the United States to see what people are talking about, to see they try to, you know, learn how do these names get here. So here's what I have, guys. The names that have been trending up 17% this year. Alcohol type names like whiskey, porter, and
Jaeger.
Guinness.
No.
Jaeger? Okay, that could be one. I would name my dog Balcones.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dos Equis.
You should name your dog Barcones.
Mm-hmm.
Barcones.
Baby Blue.
All right, so do you guys want to get to guessing here? We have the top 10 dog names of 2018. Top 10 males, top 10 females.
Are we doing males first?
Let's do males first.
All right, I'll go with Hernia.
Not Hernia.
Rex.
Not Rex, but I think that's a pretty good guess right there.
Darren.
No.
That's a good one. Ralph James.
Not Ralph James.
Sparky.
No, number one on the list is actually the name of one of Ben's kids.
Oh, Grace.
That's tough.
Not Max. Grace.
You remember my kids' names.
Max is a good name.
It is Max. Yeah. Max is the number one dog name. Two.
Fred.
No, Fred's not on there.
Steve.
No, two. But Alex. It is a basic. Two is a basic name.
Bill. Alexander.
Bill. Tim.
Starts with the C.
Tim. Oh.
Cocksmith.
What?
Hmm? Chris.
No, but close.
Carl.
Maybe he was in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie's the number two dog.
Okay.
Great name for a dog. Charlie.
Chuck.
Get over here, Charlie. Three.
Charlie.
A lot of Cowboys fans might be naming their dog this.
Dak.
No.
Amari.
Zeke.
Leighton Vander.
Cooper. Tank.
Cooper. Cooper is three.
They're just naming their dogs just whatever kids are named in elementary school these days.
Four. The name of my great pawpaw buddy. Buddy.
Is that the one-arm guy?
No, that was one-arm Jack who's dead.
Okay.
Everyone's dead that he talks about.
Yeah.
Pawpaw Buddy.
And missing limbs.
Yeah, Pawpaw Buddy had both legs.
Dead Jack.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on a second. What you just said may...
It's not funny.
What? I'm sorry?
I think Dead Jack is a great dog name.
Go ahead, Ben.
I think what you just said, Skin, before you said that other stuff about dead stuff, I think maybe a good point, and that is you said people are naming these dogs what just kids are named, right?
Yeah.
Because I think this is a stepping stone to having a kid.
Right.
For a lot of people.
Right. You don't have to pay for college.
A lot of people get a dog, and then they
move up to
get a pet.
Yeah. It's
right?
It's like it's buying a starter house.
Yeah, it's like it's the first time you have to take care of an animal. Like the next thing you step up to is a human.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Peter. So that's why they're naming them that way.
Peter. Jack.
I just said one-armed dead Jack.
Yeah, that's true. So it's not dead Jack. That's it's an uncle who lost his life.
Yeah. Jack or
had
dead
one
Jack.
Arm. Six is Rocky.
One arm before he lost his life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six is Rocky.
He used to carry that one arm with his other arm.
No, but he would sometimes he would be a substitute teacher too back in Aldi, and he would wear a suit jacket, and he would put the unarmed sleeve. No, he didn't have it. He was off the shoulder.
Oh. Yeah.
But he put the sleeve and he'd put it in the pocket.
Oh, that's a good bit.
Pretty funny. Seven is Duke. Eight is Bear.
Can I guess?
No, because you're not taking the guessing seriously.
Dude, I was going to guess Duke and Bear.
I was too.
Nine, I was going to guess Dookie Bear.
It's Tucker. And 10 is Oliver. Those are your males.
Oliver.
Over to the females.
Come here, Oliver.
Females.
Gwen.
Not Gwen.
Stacia.
Oh, I like that.
No, but there are kind of.
Stephanie.
Yeah, they are kind of stripperish type names. A lot of these dog names.
Candy.
Are. Nope.
Giselle.
Penelope.
Nope.
Oh, did you say Giselle?
Yep.
Kelly.
That's a great one.
Kelly, no.
Rebecca.
No. Well, now those aren't
stripper
names.
Oh, Camille.
Carol.
Now you guys are guessing old lady names.
I think it's great. You'd be out looking for your dog.
Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Carol. Gladys.
No, don't. It's not old lady names.
Oh, Samantha.
Jill.
Lola.
No.
Wendy?
Okay, yeah, Lola, number five. Shipping,
yeah.
Lola, number five.
Good job.
Charity.
Yes.
What do you mean by Jill?
Charity, no. I knew a girl back in the day named Charity Beaver.
What?
Her dad was the superintendent of a school.
Charity Beaver is a name from an Austin Powers movie.
No,
you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, she was real. She was very popular, and she was a model,
I'm
too.
Sure she was popular. Giving away that.
Charity.
That's a true thing, though. That was a thing.
Oh, that if you give it away, you're popular?
No. That was something. She could be listening. She lives in the Metroplex. So.
Oh, let's get
How
her
many
on.
Arms does she have?
What's up, Charity?
Two arms.
Hey, okay. Dude, seriously, get her on.
I haven't kept up. Her dad was the superintendent of a local school.
You said that seven times.
Quit hammering home
what
that one copy
do?
Point.
I don't know. Now I'm giving out way too much personal information about a family.
Dad do?
Number one.
Her dad, how many arms did he have?
I already had that. We settled that. He had both arms.
That guy did?
The first person in...
Are you talking about Charity Beaver's dad?
He was the superintendent. He used both arms.
Okay.
Mr. Beaver. One is Bella.
Mr. Beaver's confusing.
Really? Two is Lucy.
Okay.
Three is Luna.
Is there a Destiny?
Four is Daisy.
Carmella.
These are stripper names to you?
And five is Lola.
Where are you? Is this like... Farm strippers? Where are you seeing
Hi,
I'm Daisy. Come on in, Kevin. You're here early. Come on into the barn.
Well, nah, not so much Daisy, but Luna and Lola. Right?
Luna? What?
Luna's like a snack bar.
Yeah, Luna's a hippie.
Six is Sadie.
Okay.
That's a
dog name.
Used to
know my homegirl, Sadie.
Seven is Molly.
That's
kind of sounds like a dog name. That's Amanda Guerra's dog's name.
She named it after drugs.
Eight is Bailey. Nine is Maggie.
Cream pie.
And 10 is Stella.
Stella.
So those are your top dog names of the year. And at the end of the article, they have a bunch of cute pictures of these dogs.
Oh, they have the names that match up to the dog?
No.
I got a weird development in my dog situation. My younger, smaller dog is really trying to win me over. A lot of snuggling.
Oh,
gross.
The last week, can't figure out why that dog's all over me.
You don't your hair on your clothes?
No.
Which one is that?
It's
Barkley?
The one with the red rocket out the other day.
Oh, now I know why it's snuggling. Trying to get another appearance.
He's getting an appearance fee.
What's that dog's name?
Barkley.
Barkley.
Oh, no, that's Rocco.
Rocco, yeah. Okay.
I ran into a stranger the other day who
the Red Rocco.
I'd never met before, referenced the Red Rocket story, and I was like...
Really? They didn't even know you worked on the show, and they just brought it up?
Yeah. I was like, you guys talking about... Did you hear that on the Ben and Skin show? And they were like, yeah. And I bought them some coffee.
I really want to get back to what that dog's doing.
There's one guy behind you buying coffee. I don't listen to them. I only want sports all the time, every segment, nothing funny. I'm not here to laugh, guys. I'm here to hear stats.
I want very serious sports.
I would contend you're in the wrong market for that then.
Yeah.
Troy Tulowitzki was released.
Shut up, Shippy.
Yeah, Shippy with good sports.
That was some
facts.
Good sports talk.
Thank you.
I love it when someone says they're going to go to the other station where they're more serious.
Should be let us know when he clears waivers. So there was an elaborate heist in Northern California. A businessman, and it was odd the way they worded it in the article, a small businessman, so I'm guessing it's a real short guy.
Hervé Villachez.
His name is Brian Allen. He's got a normal name, Brian Allen. And he owned a bunch of goats, okay? And basically, he had... these goats that were in an area and they were feeding on this abandoned driving range. And they had an electrical fence, you know, containing the driver to keep the goats in there.
The goats are in a driving range?
Yeah.
An abandoned driving range.
Why did it get abandoned? Just because golf sucks?
I mean, probably fires.
Country golf is tough because there's not enough people to really support the course.
Okay.
Be my guess. Well, thieves somehow got there and they shut off the power to the electric fence. And they cut through a portion of the fence.
The goats did?
No, the thieves. And they started herding the goats into a trailer and took off.
Did they find the thieves?
We're getting there.
Okay.
They find the thieves.
Well, I'm just wondering, you're kind of dragging. What did they catch those thieves?
Well, here's the thing that was fascinating to me is I didn't realize that a bunch of sheep would have a guard dog. They distracted the guard dog. One guy goes over here and starts getting the dog's attention while the other guy is just collecting sheep into the trailer.
Okay, are these goat or sheep?
Yeah, well, you said they were goats.
Yeah, I guess they're goats, actually. I get goats and sheep mixed up. Even when I like tweet out the goat emoji, sometimes I tweet out a sheep.
Feels the same.
This is the fakest news. How can I trust you as a source?
Well, it turns out these were pregnant goats. So what these guys
Two
were
for
looking,
one.
These guys had their eyes on this. And basically, they had identified, if we get these goats, we will get more goats, and we will now have a goat business.
But isn't it easy to find the guys with a brand new goat business?
By the way, what is a goat business?
Oh, my God.
Do they make cheese?
Uh-huh.
What
milk. Goat
they
milk.
Eat trash?
Goat milk.
Okay. Are people drinking goat milk? I really don't know.
These days?
I don't live where there's abandoned driving ranges, so I don't know. Do people drink goat milk?
As of right now,
how'd
no
those
update.
Goats get pregnant?
Now that's what I really want to know.
That one dog that got distracted.
These animals are expected to give birth in about 2 months. So these guys are going to have about 60 pregnant goats on their hands.
They
haven't been
that?
Caught yet. And I would imagine that's a lot of running to the store to get like pickles and ice cream. And
how can they predict when those goats are going to give birth? Was there like a big mixer they had? And they're like, 9 months after the mixer, you better count on it.
You can go in there and feel and tell.
Are you serious?
I have no idea. I don't live near abandoned driving ranges. I think that I think those guys are just practicing. They want to be vets. And so they felt like, you know, if we go and steal a bunch of goats, we can get some reps in.
Did they fire that dog? I mean, because if you're going to get distracted, that dog's probably looking for a job now, I think.
The security guard dog is probably a no-win situation, right? Because all it takes is one time and you lose your job. Like, I'm glad that we work in a job where we can actually mess up. Like, you can't mess up bad. Like, you could mess up big time, and that could cost you your job. But, we can mess up every once in a while and stumble on. There's a lot of people who work jobs where if you mess up one time, not only do you lose your job, you might kill people.
Like at a nuclear reactor?
Well, I was thinking like a pilot or a boat captain.
Heart surgeon.
Yeah, mess up one time, boat captain. What about air traffic controllers? Isn't it insane that you could just sit there and... like, monitor all this traffic.
Your first three mistakes are on the house, and then on your fourth one, you get fired.
But if it's your birthday, you're fine because they took you to happy hour lunch.
Right.
How are you going to wrap this up, Kevin?
Good stories. We'll see if these goats come out healthy and horny.
All right. End it on a low.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.